I will call a special meeting of the Bolton Parker Township Board of Trustees to order August 14th at 10 a.m. I would ask Trustee Fleshman if he would open us for prayer.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to come to do the work of the people of the township. We ask that you be with us in the midst of this meeting, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jan, will you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right, moving on to new business. Chief Smith, you have a new officer you want to introduce. Don't see anyone with you, though.
It's all right. He's here.
Past spirit.
So we've been interviewing. We have a deputy from Fairfield County who's looking to make a change, Deputy Warner. He is currently taking his polygraph and physical today. I know the board likes to to meet them first, which is fine. I don't disagree with that. I will be off next week. So my question to the board, are you okay with Steve doing the resolution, pending the outcome, which I think is going to be successful of this testing, to hire him, and then I will pre-do it with Robin for the start date, so everything coincides with what she needs. It'll all be pre-done by the end of this week. Or do you want to wait until your next meeting when I'm here?
How quickly is he going to be on the streets?
Well, my plan would be the start of next payroll or the following week. And then we will swear him in officially at a township meeting where everybody can see him and he can introduce himself and that sort of thing.
So this would just be to get the preliminaries up
just to
speed.
Get the ball rolling, or it can wait if the board wishes. I know it's a little bit backwards, but you know, with Ratliff surgery, it
right
kind of messed up.
Well, we're actually down two. You got Ratliff is out, and we have Hale out.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances, if it helps get someone out there that we need to protect our community. Not like we do it all the time that way.
Yes, I don't have a problem with Steve handling the resolution.
Okay.
I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but...
No, I'm good with it, but I do have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
So with him being experienced and everything, where will he fall on the pay scale and everything? Will your budget be able to support it?
He would start at D-step in, yes, it would.
He'll start at B or D?
D.
D's and dog.
It'd be a lateral for him.
Okay, yeah. So like that. Okay. Well, I just think that's important to know.
Yes.
So, that's all. I'm not opposed to it or anything. I'd just like to ask the question, take you at your word, it's your budget, and you've been pretty spot on when it comes to that budget, and you did a great job so far this year, and I'm sure you know, but just as a trustee, we have to know, you know.
Right. No, I agree.
I'm good. I don't really have any questions, sir.
Anything else for us?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not unless there's questions for me.
I'll get it taken care of.
Oh, I just want to say thanks for the helping me out yesterday with someone in the backyard and swinging on the trees and in and around. And I guess Pollock talked to him and he was from the bus station. Did you tell me that? You told me that, didn't you?
I didn't tell you that, but I did talk to Pollock. I knew they were tied up when I talked to him.
Yeah.
But they were trying to find time to get over and circulate too.
Yeah, evidently they made contact with the person and no warrants, no nothing, but they were just killing time till the next bus come along.
Right.
Chief, is that the 8:22 meeting for the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll get the particulars with Robin, so we have all the dates and all that kind of stuff spelled out.
So he would be starting...
Well, depending on notice, it would be before the next meeting is why we're kind of doing this. Preferably he would be able to start at the beginning of next payroll, but I still have to sit with him and make sure, depending on notice he has to give Fairfield and that kind of thing.
Like two weeks?
Yeah, but I'll get those exact dates.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll make a motion that we move into executive session. The executive meeting is to discuss the appointment, discipline, or complaint against a public employee as directed by the Ohio Revised Code 121.22.G.I. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
I got a comment. So are we good on this as far as the lawyer? Is she going to be involved or not be involved?
I told you I would contact her at 10:15.
Okay.
To find out how the format of this meeting was.
And we're within our rights to have this meeting, correct?
Yes.
You've already checked with her on that?
Yes.
And so who all's going to be in the meeting?
It's whoever the trustees would like.
The five of us, Lindsay's?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't know why we're going into exec. Why wouldn't we just have it in a public setting?
We need to discuss things first in exec.
Okay. I'm ready to vote.
All right.
Oh,
roll call.
Do we vote?
Yes.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
No. So we go.
So
executive session will be at 10:07.
We can ask these folks if...
At this time, I'll make a motion to come out of executive session with no decisions made. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Can you give us a roll call, ma'am?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
The floor is yours, ma'am.
Okay, after a lengthy discussion, there's some things that have came up with the budget, and I will be further discussing this at a future meeting.
Will that be the meeting of
the 22nd,
August,
I believe.
August 22nd, okay.
Will you be able to give us a full report at that time?
I hope so, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned.